Thank you for staying with us this morning. And I have with me now by telephone Pastor Ayo Agunloye. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. It's a good Tuesday to you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Good morning, dear listeners. This week, the Lord will bless you exceptionally in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Please say a word of prayer as we begin, sir.
All right. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for the mercies we have received.
Thank you,
Lord. We thank you for your commitment to our lives.
Thank you,
Lord. How you have been blessing us, precept by precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little. How you've been making us to progress in you, and you've not left us on our own to find our way by ourselves. We thank you. We are grateful unto you. Accept a heart of gratitude in Jesus' name. Thank you for your patience with us and how you have been helping us. Lord, we have come again, gathered together at your feet to learn, to feast at your table. Lord, we are depending on you to feed us with manna fresh from above this morning. Let your word come with grace. Let your word come with power. Let your word come with healings in its wings, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That everyone that is listening, your word will have an impact, an indelible mark in our lives, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Father, because you've answered our prayer.
Thank you, Lord.
Blessed be your holy name.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' precious name we have prayed.
Amen.
Amen. Dear listeners, you are welcome once again in the name of Jesus. We started this year with what the theme that we call a new and living way, which we started last year. But this year we began to look at, okay, how do we practically walk the new and living way, that we will not just be talking about it in theory, but we will actually be living it practically. Lord, we pray that you will have mercy upon us and show us your word this morning in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So let us look at our theme, our text, which is Daniel chapter 1, verse 1 through 8. Daniel chapter 1, verse 1 through 8. Let's read it.
Daniel 1.
Chapter 1. 1 through 8. We are dealing today with living purposefully. Living intentionally as part of the way to live with, part of the way to walk with Jesus' purpose. Since we see that in order to walk in this new and living way practically, we have to realize that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And it is walking in Jesus that we can walk in the new and living way. And we have been dealing with how do we walk in Jesus, walking in his person, walking in his, from his position, walking from his perspectives, walking in his presence, walking. Now we are dealing with walking in his with his purpose. And we have dealt with quite a lot of things on this. But we want to look at living intentionally as a means of walking in his or with his purpose, so that we will be able to walk this new and living way. It will need us to live intentionally, to do things intentionally. If we do things carelessly, we will not be able to live or to walk in this new and living way. It requires us to be intentional in everything we do. So let's look at our text, which is Daniel chapter 1, and we'll read verse 1 through 8. In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hands with part of his vessel, the vessel of the house of the Lord, which he carried into the land of Shinar, to the house of his God, and he brought the vessels into the treasure house of his God. And the king spake unto Aspinash, the master of his eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel, and of the king's seed, and of the princes, children in whom was no blemish, but well favored, and skillful in all wisdom, and cunning in knowledge, and understanding science, and such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. And the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat and of the wine which he drank, so nourishing them 3 years, that at the end thereof they might stand before the king. Now among these were of the children of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, unto whom the prince of the eunuchs gave names. For he gave unto Daniel the name Belteshazzar, and to Ananiah of Shadrach, and to Mishael of Meshach, and to Azariah of Abednego. But David purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuch that he might not defile himself. Now God had brought Daniel into favor. I'm going beyond verse 8 now. Now God has brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. And the prince of the eunuchs said unto Daniel, I fear my lord the king, whom hath appointed you meat for and your drink. For why would he see your faces worse? Liking that the children which are of your sort, then shall ye make me endanger my head to the king. Then said Daniel to Melzer, whom the prince of the eunuch has set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, prove thy servant, I beseech thee, 10 days, and let them give us pulse to eat and water to drink. Then let our countenance be looked upon before thee, and the countenance of the children that eat of the portion of the king's meat, and as thou seest, deal with thy servant. So he consented to them in this matter and proved them 10 days. And at the end of 10 days, their countenances appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children which did eat the king's portion, the portion of the king's meat. Thus Melzer took away the portion of their meat and the wine that they should drink, and gave them pulse. And for these 4 children, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. Now at the end of the days that the king had said he should bring them in, then the princes of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar, and the king commanded with them, commune with them, and among them all was found none like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore stood they before the king, and in all matters of wisdom and understanding, and the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in all his realm. And Daniel continued even unto the first year of King Cyrus. May the Lord bless the reading and hearing of his words to the salvation of our souls, and give increase to his word in our hearts, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
This is a good reading for those of us who are so much in haste. We did not read our Bibles before going out today. It's a good reading, and it's deliberate. Now, we are looking at these 4 Hebrew children that became 10 times better than their colleagues and fulfilled the purpose of God in their generation. We saw that Daniel fulfilled the purpose of God, and Daniel also even outlived about 4 kings, 4 emperors, in his time. right from the time of Nebuchadnezzar to the time of Cyrus. So we see here also that in all matters, they were 10 times better. And if you remember, I'm sure you know of this story, how the lives of these four people brought the glory to God, and they fulfilled God's purpose, that to the extent that Nebuchadnezzar, the king, decided that everybody should be worshiping their king, I mean their God at that time, because they fulfilled God's purpose in their time. That is the reason I decided to read it to the end. The emphasis there is in verse 8, which was what helped them, the way they lived intentionally to earn, to be able to fulfill the purpose of God in that their generation. How did they live intentionally? They proposed in their hearts. They said, we are not going to defile ourselves with the king's portion. Even though the king's portion may be legitimate, the king's portion it's not stealing, it's not something. Sometimes we may look at it that, okay, it is going to defile them, because probably every of the king's portion, every of the wine and the food is first offered to the idol before it's given to the king to eat. But even beyond that, they looked at the king's portion, the health implication of the king's portion, and they felt that no, this is not going to be good for us. This is not going to serve the purpose of God. It will not help us to serve the purpose of God. Therefore, we have to deliberately avoid whatsoever will not help us to serve the purpose of God, to put it aside so that we can pursue the purpose of God in our lives. Anything that is going to serve as weight, anything that is going to serve as excess, that is going to produce excess fat in us, anything that is junk food that we don't really need in our body, we are going to reject it so that we will be able to concentrate and we'll be able to focus on our God and see how we can fulfill the purpose of God in our own time, in our own generation, without wasting our lives. And so they decided that no, they will not allow the king's portion to affect them. Let me now make this quick emphasis on this, that they were very intentional. They had a purpose. The Bible says they proposed, Daniel proposed in his heart, just as those other four. Either he influenced them or all of them agreed, but the Bible says Daniel proposed in his heart. It means that individual of them, because we saw that it's the four of them that the Lord that fulfilled purpose in their time. So we saw that individual of them, not as if until they agree, or one of them was waiting for the other, or one of them was because you are the two of you or the three of you have decided, let me also join you. But Daniel personally proposed in his heart not to defile himself with the king's portion, as well as each of them decided in their heart, proposed in their heart, intentionally decided that they were not going to defile themselves with the king's portion. And so this is the consecration they had that was the basis of the working intentionally that they did, or living intentionally, that helped them to fulfill the purpose of God. Now, a lot of things is here. We have a lot of things to learn in this if we must fulfill Jesus' purpose in this, our own generation. Let's start first of all with this purpose they had in their heart. As they said, Daniel proposed in his heart that he was not going to defile himself with the king's portion. The first thing we must look at is, do you live it intentionally? Let's start with the food, according to what we are seeing here. According to what Daniel and his friends took, the decision they took intentionally, is about food. And they said, we are not going to defile ourselves with the king's food. Now, it it may not be a sin. We may not be even be talking about alcohol here. We may be talking of fruit wine. We may be talking of some of those things. But the question is, even those fruit wine you are drinking in, what is it contributing to your health? What is those soft drinks and malt contributing to your health? Is it not excess sugar it is contributing to your health? Does it add great value to your health? Do you know that your health will make you to fulfill, will be needed in the fulfillment of God's purpose, of Jesus' purpose in this world, in your time here on earth? Do you know that without your sound health and without your every of your part intact, you will not be able to fulfill the purpose of God? So Daniel felt that, and his people, see how long Daniel lived. See how long Daniel lived. And he outlived so many kings, about four kings, and yet he fulfilled, he rose to the top of his career. Now, how was he able to do that? A lot of us, we are the architect of our own misfortune by what we eat. Now, the way you eat, the lifestyle, and the way you eat determines how, whether you are able to wake up in a long while before day to pray and have your quiet time. When you even wake up, you are very heavy. You cannot rise to pray because of what you eat and when you eat. And the way you eat and the way you eat, you are not very intentional about it to say that, no, this is junk, I'm not going to eat it. No, this is right for me to eat. These are the good food for me to eat. And this thing, this one, we have negative effect on my health. We accumulate into a negative thing in me. If you will not live intentionally, you cannot fulfill God's purpose, because when the health consequences begin, apart from the fact that they are not helping you to pray well, they will also now begin to affect one thing or the other in your body that will now also not make your body fully available for Jesus to fulfill his purpose on earth again. Let's go on a very short break before we come back and continue on this matter. Thank you.
Living intentionally, and you're listening to Pastor Ayo Agunloye, who is the pastor of New Creation Baptist Church in Port Harcourt, River State. The church is located at 31 Ajip Road by Ada George Rumeme, Port Harcourt. If you find yourself in that city, do not hesitate to visit and worship with the New Creation Baptist Church. Pastor Ayo Agunloye is also the publisher of Your Potter's House, a daily digital devotional. If you want to receive copies of Your Potter's House directly on your phone, on your WhatsApp or Telegram application, please reach out to Pastor Agunloye on 0808-718-0680. 0808-718-0680. You can also reach out to him by email. Send the email to paul.agunloye@gmail.com. If you have questions as we go along, you have questions, you have contributions, please tap the WhatsApp widget on the bottom right-hand corner of our page and send in your question. We bring it to the attention of Pastor Ayo Agunloye before the end of this program. Tomorrow morning, by the grace of God, at 6:30 a.m., we'll be on air for prayer for the nation. Prayer for the Nation Nigeria, to be led by Evangelist DBC, will be here at 6:30 a.m. Please do join us. And at 7 a.m., we'll be here for Waiting on God Wednesday. Waiting on God Wednesday is the time when we collate anonymous prayer requests from members of our community and all our other Christians, and we table the request before the Lord. So if you scroll down, you'll find the link that says send anonymous testimonies or prayer requests. Tap that link and send in your prayer requests as the Holy Spirit leads you. Thank you very much. Always a pleasure to have you with us. God bless you. God bless you really good. Over to you now, Pastor.
Thank you so much, dear brother, and welcome back, dear listeners. Now, we began to look at living intentionally, and we read the very long passage, that entire chapter 1 of Daniel, where we saw how Daniel and his friends were 10 times better than their colleagues, and also how Daniel outlived so many kings he lived to the time of King Cyrus. And all this made us to study the life of Daniel. And we saw that in verse 8, it was stated clearly that he lived intentionally. He purposed in his heart. He did not do things carelessly. He did not live arbitrarily. He did not allow anything that comes to just have its way in his life. If whatever is coming is not aligning with the purpose that he was living for, he did not take it. He was intentional about everything. He was intentional with what he said. He was intentional with what he ate. He was intentional with how he slept. He was intentional with the association he kept. See the kind of people that were his friends. They were people of purpose also, who were also ready to deny themselves even the king's portion. The king's portion that everybody is rushing to get. You know, in your office there are king's portions. They may not be seen, they may be legit. They may be legitimate rights that you have. But if you must fulfill purpose in that company, you will deny yourself of those things and say, no, even though the king is offering me this portion, I have a portion in it. By right, I can take it, and it's not a sin to me, but it's going to be a weight for me. You remember the Bible is talking of we should shed those things that are weight and the things that don't easily beset us. I think Hebrews chapter 13, verse 1, that it says that we should lay aside every weight and the sins that don't easily beset us. There are weights that are not sins, but they are weights that will not allow us to run our race, to finish it, to be able to run it effectively. You know, every athlete normally choose the way they eat, the way they sleep. They wake up very, very early. Every time you see them on the street trying, jogging, and you know, what they eat, they live intentionally to choose what they eat and to burn every excess weight, every excess fat, so that they will be able to run effectively. So Daniel and his people, they lived intentionally. They did not live arbitrarily. They did not live just anything that comes to them. They did not take just anything that comes to them, even when it was their right, even when it was not a sin. They did not allow the weight. Have you noticed that sometimes when you want to pray in the midnight, you are not able to wake up and pray and rise up? Do you know the reason? It's because you eat late in the night and you also eat heavy in the night. Why don't you eat like a pauper in the night, as even health has taught us to do, and then make yourself available for God in the midnight, so that when you wake, your eyes will open. Instead of you are still struggling, even when you really want to pray, but you are still rolling, you are not able to wake up, you are not able to do what you have to do because of the excess weight that you are gathering on your body. You are gathering excess fat, excess cholesterol, and all that because you are not careful, you are not intentional about what you eat. Take note, the Bible says Daniel purposed in his heart, because he was living intentionally, that he was not going to defile himself with the king's portion, which may be his legitimate right. It's not every good thing that you have right to, that you have to claim. My brother and sister, whether at work, in school, anywhere, it's not everything that you have right to that you must claim. If you must live intentionally, you must ask, this awoof that I am having now, this thing that is coming to me, that this opportunity, will it aid the fulfillment of this, or it will deviate me, it will give me a deviation from the purpose that I'm living for? They are legitimate, they are there, they are not sin, but they are not in line with the purpose that you are living for. So if you enter it, you will see that you are just deviating and you will not be able to fulfill the purpose. By the time you discover you are in the wrong phase, the wrong lane, you will have to return back. It is going to drag you back. So why don't you deliberately live intentionally and know which opportunities to take and which to reject? Because if you are not living purposefully, if you are not living intentionally, you will take anything that comes your way and you will think that it's let me just take every awoof. And then that is the life of those who are living arbitrarily, who are not living for any purpose on earth. Don't live like that. It does not pay you. So it is not every open door that leads to heaven. That leads to palace. Some open doors lead to prison. Some open doors lead to prison, and I can tell you that for free from experience. I can tell you that for free from experience. There are some open doors that I have taken that have led into prison. Even though God warned me, God warned us through our last child, and who had a dream and said, oh, I saw this, I saw this, I saw that. Instead of me to see that as a warning and run away from it, I started binding the devil, praying against it, and then took the opportunity. I said, this kind of opportunity, why will I miss it? And then I took it, and then it was years into it that we discovered that, this is actually a prison that we have entered into because of my unintentional living, careless living. See, it is better to be careful and be intentional in whatsoever you are living for, so that you don't waste your life, you don't waste your time, you don't take every opportunity simply because it is free, it's coming to you on a platter of gold as an opportunity. You are just taking it without analyzing how it's going to affect your purpose. So that is the essence. That's the reason why you have to be intentional in everything you do. Be intentional in the way you eat. Be intentional in the way you dress. Be intentional in the way you speak. Be intentional. You know, the Bible even says every idle word you speak is going to be judged in heaven. You're going to give account of it. Be intentional in what, even when you are joking, be intentional about it. What is your intention with the joke? What is it supposed to serve? That is going to guide you and help you, that you are not wasting words. You are not wasting time. You are not wasting things. You are not wasting opportunities. It's very important. Now, quickly, because we don't have time at all, let's quickly begin to look at what are the things that qualify those children that make them to now be able to grab opportunities that help them to fulfill purpose. Do you know that opportunity? Some people say, this person is lucky. Luck is not just about you. I don't know how you take luck, but luck, or if you call it favor, is you preparing for an opportunity before it comes, and when it comes, you are able to take it simply because you have prepared for that opportunity. It's like somebody that we were told of, somebody who was so brilliant, very brilliant, maybe. He has good credentials and he passed all the tests, oral and written tests, for a very high paying oil company in Nigeria. And then he was able to get to the last stage where he met with the MD of the company, and that, you know, the person came, the person congratulated him, said, "Young man, congratulations, you made it to the top. You have been employed as one of us. Please take that system and print out your employment letter." But simply because he was not prepared, he did not know, as brilliant as he was, he did not know anything about computer. And he could not print out his employment letter. They just told him the name of the file, where he could locate the file. Just print it out. That is your employment letter. That was the last test to give him the, in fact, he had been employed. Just print out your employment letter. He missed it, and that was how he missed that employment, that golden opportunity, as many of us will look at it, as a juicy opportunity. He missed it, and it was given to another who was not as qualified as he is. Why? Because he was not prepared. there are some little things. When you have holiday, what do you use it to do? You use it to play, you use it to rest, sleep, and, you know, waste your time. What do you use it to learn? What have you added to your life? What have you added to yourself apart from, you know, learning languages, learning things, whatsoever? All those things have a way of adding up for you to be able to fulfill the purpose that God wants you to be. Because each little thing you do have a way, something that it will eventually help you to fulfill in your journey of fulfilling purpose. That is why you need to live intentionally for it. I also heard of some people that were in a company as they were trying to prepare. I mean, as the boss just came and told the manager, see, now you'll be traveling next week for a course abroad. Bring your passport now. Let's quickly arrange a visa for you and all that. And he said, I don't have a passport. And because of that, they asked the ones that are junior to him, which of you have a passport? Say, one of you said, I have, sir. And that one was chosen and was sent on the course to come back and head his boss in that company. Now, if you are not prepared for opportunities, you will not be able to fulfill the purpose that God wants for you. These people were slaves. Daniel and his friends were slaves in Babylon, in a faraway land where their parents were not, and they were youths. So the first thing we are seeing here in verse 4 was that children in whom was no blemish. The first thing was that they were children, or you say they were youths. Other versions, we call them youths. Take note that your preparations must start early. Your preparations must start early. The best time to start preparing is as a child, when you are still a child. As soon as you know you can recognize yourself and you are being taught in the Sunday school class or wherever, that you are preparing, you are putting your heart to it. But the next best time is now. If you have lost all those years, okay, there is no need weeping on spilled milk. There is no need wasting time on that, on what is past. Now, just start now. At least, let's say that you are beginning now. Yoruba people say, even though it took a long time before I became white, thank God, it is still part of wisdom. Now that you have known, begin to apply it. Start now. So the first thing we saw, that these children, this Daniel and his friend, they started young, they started fast. And Lamentations chapter 3 verse 27 in Amplified Version, it says, or any other version, it says, it is good for a man to bear the yoke when he is young. So it is good for you to prepare for opportunities from young. It is even easier for you. So take note of this. The earlier, the better. Live to start living intentionally if you really want to fulfill God's purpose for your life. Then the next thing is that they were children in whom was no blemish. They were children in whom was no blemish. In other words, they were living intentionally. They were intentional about their health. They were intentional about their bodies. They were intentional about what they eat, the way they live, their lifestyle, and how their exercise, everything about them, they were intentional about it. If they were going somewhere, they would decide where to trek and where to go with vehicle, so that they will know if they are going out and they are trekking, they know that they are deliberately using it as an exercise. It is not a punishment, it's not because they could not afford transport and things like that. They combine things together in order to achieve many things together. They are going somewhere to do something, and they are taking the opportunity to also exercise. That let me exercise, let me walk from this place to that place, or jump from this place to that place, combine things together and they do think they are doing it intentionally, they will get there and still do what they are going to do there, and yet they have achieved their purpose of exercising also for the day. They combine several things together. They want to do things intentionally. They don't. Their lifestyle is correct. Can you imagine you that have been, you have been told, you know that you should not be taking particular food because of the content of that food and your own body, and because it is not good for you, but because your eyes are there, you could not, you are not temperate, you are not, you don't have self-control, you just continue to take what you know you should not take, like a diabetic patient that is not supposed to be taking sugary food and things like that, that knows that, oh, and is not yet healed, he is now eating those things until he died. We lost somebody recently like that, just because he's eating what he has been asked not to eat. Don't be eating this again. Don't be eating this. And he said, no, you know, when he's eating it, he'll be telling his friends or the people around him that, see, even my wife must not know that I'm eating this thing, or she will fight me seriously. But you know, what will I do? Will I kill myself? The thing now is enticing me. Will I now deny myself and not eat it? I will have to eat it now. And he was talking like that until he broke down and it was too late to restore him, to help him. He died with that problem. So now, why would you, now that he is dead and he has not fulfilled his purpose, who will fulfill his purpose for him? Now, they were children with which was no blemish. And we are looking at even physical blemish. When you are careless and you live in such a way that your lifestyle has brought a kind of illness on you or disease or something that is making it necessary for them to amputate somebody, how will you now fulfill with that part of how will you fulfill the purpose without that part of your body when you need those parts of your body to also in fulfilling the purpose that Jesus has given you? So all these things must be intentional in your life, in your living, in your lifestyle, in everything that you do. You are intentional about it. You are intentional in your everything to say that this thing, how is it going to affect me? Because I have a long way to go. The Lord has need of my body. I cannot mishandle my body. I cannot use it anyhow. It's very important to take note of that. Then the Bible is saying the next thing there is that they were well favored, or our other version is say they were handsome, they were good looking. In other words, they took care of their own grooming. They are not careless about their looks. Even though your spiritual life is more important, it does not say that you should look bad. You should look like a crazed person, a mad person. Even a prophet today does not mean that you should go and be wearing camel skin and be dressing one kind now. No, you dress acceptably to people so that you can approach people. People are not running away from you. People are not, they are not. You, how would you deliver the message that God has given you to people? And how will you be able to walk with people in order to fulfill God's purpose there? If you are not caring for your outlook and you open your mouth and people are running away, those you don't know that person, that when he's opening his mouth to talk, everywhere is smelling. Even you don't need insecticide again. Whenever he's inside the house, mosquitoes will die and things like that. When people are talking about you like that, they don't want you to be in the same car with them because they can't use AC. They don't want you to come close to them because of the way you are dressing. And you want to preach to them. You want to show them Christ. Who is teaching? Who is your teacher spiritually? Who is teaching you like that? Jesus even said, when you are fasting, you should not fast and make your face look long as if to say, I'm hungry. He said, rub pomade or anoint yourself with oil and look very good. Even when you're fasting, look very good. Jesus said, look very good. So that I'm not advocating excessive living. I'm not advocating all this excessive kind of dressing to for you to spend your life on your makeup or on your the way you are dressing. I'm talking of being moderate, be very good looking. Let your clothes be well ironed. Well, let your these people were well favored. They were handsome. They were good looking. So they were chosen among them. And see how they denied themselves. It did not mean that they could not. They were not dressing well. They were looking good, looking handsome, even as slaves. Do you maybe you are there and you are complaining? I don't have father. I don't have mother. I don't have helper. I don't have this. I don't have that. That's why it's like this to me. Do you see Daniel? Do you see Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? They were slaves, and yet they made it to the top. Do you know why? Because they lived intentionally. You don't have excuse for not being the best in whatever God wants you to do. Do you know the reason? Because it is not about your power. It's not about your might. It's about God that is at work in you. Can you just make yourself available for God and stop all this complaining of, I don't have this, I don't have that, I don't have money, I'm like this, I'm like that, I'm like this, I'm like, I don't have all those skills, I don't have. Do you know there is something you have that you don't know? I think we must stop here because of our time. But that which we have learned today is that if you must fulfill God's purpose in your life, you must live intentionally. You must be intentional in everything you decide to do. Do it with an intention. Like the woman with the issue of blood touched Jesus with an intention, and virtue flowed from Jesus. Peter was saying, how can you be asking that who touched you when we were all pushing you here and there? Jesus said, you people are pushing me, but you didn't touch me. Nothing came out of my life to help your life. You are just touching me, pushing me intentionally. I mean, carelessly. But somebody touched me intentionally and got a healing. And you see a lot of people who touched Jesus intentionally, they did not remain the same. Brothers, I want to encourage you, let us from today, from now on, live intentionally and we'll fulfill Jesus' name. Amen.
Wow. Amen. Amen indeed. Live intentionally so that you can fulfill God's plan for your life. And I thank God for the way you have presented this. Marrying both our spiritual objectives with our physical objectives, because the point you have made is that even the choices we make in our daily lives, not the spiritual choices, they have impact ultimately on our spiritual choices. They have impact on our relationship with God, relationship with other people, and whether we'll be able to fulfill God's plan for our lives. And this is really yes, exactly. As somebody wrote here, that this is something that is edifying for the soul and also beneficial for our lives. And that's so true. Edifying for the soul and beneficial for our lives. And I do pray that the Lord, oh God Almighty, will give us grace to make choices, deliberate choices that glorify Him. In Jesus' name. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So your questions, your contribution, you can still send them in. Thank you very much for making that point that it edifies our soul and also benefits our lives. Thank you very much. If you still want to send your question, please send them in. We are going to send them to Pastor Yagunloye, and hopefully next week you will react to them. Okay, looking forward to you joining us tomorrow for Waiting on God Wednesday at 7 a.m. and Prayer for the Nation at 6:30 a.m. Coming up next on God's Best Radio, newspaper headlines from Nigeria. And after that, on the Lord's Side, Christian perspectives on news and current events. Pastor, please say a word of prayer.
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for today again. You love us so much that you are giving us divine instructions.
Thank you,
Lord. We are very grateful to you. We are very grateful. We are not taking all this for granted. Accept our heart of gratitude in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And Lord, we still need grace from you, that these things that you are doing for us will not be a waste in our lives. Amen. Lord, help our lives. Help us. Give us grace that we might be able to apply those things that we are learning so that we can fulfill your purpose on earth and walk in this new and living way in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Father, because you've answered. I pray for everyone who has listened and who will listen hereafter, that this week you go ahead of all of us and make every mountain to be lowered, make every valley to be filled, make every crooked way to be straight, Make every rough road be smoothing before us this week in the name of Jesus. Amen. And that you bless everything that we lay our hands on by your mercy in the name of Jesus. Amen. And I pray that none of us will be stranded this week in the name of Jesus. Amen. I pray for Gospel Best Radio that you give them wings to soar and to reach the ends of the earth in the name of Jesus. Amen. Lord, I pray that you give them a voice in the radio, in the radio industry, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let your name be glorified. Amen. Thank you, Father, because you've answered our prayers. You, in Jesus' name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, sir. God bless you. Very good.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Thank God. Always a pleasure.